Crobsy crouched in the secret passage entrance, with Secondin bandaging the waterfall's footpaw with a dressing of sanicle, dockleaf and hair moss. Secondin placed his paw gingerly on the ground and smiled.
Yeah, I live. Take more than some old Juska arrow to kill me.
Crobsy picked up a reed blowpipe and a tufted dart, its point smeared with laburnum and agaric fungus juices.
Aye, mate, but the vermin that gets this in its behind won't be able to say the same thing. You lay here and rest. No Juska varmint's going to do that to a vole and live to brag about it.
Milkai grabbed two pears from the tree and dashed off, not wanting to be left adrift in strange country.
Ouch!
He felt the sting on the back of his neck and slapped at it.
Scummy little gnat, take that!
He continued his hurried progress to catch up with the others. Crobsy followed until he found his dart lying in the grass. Picking it up gingerly by the tuft, he dropped it into a tiny box and thrust it into his belt pouch.
Yarr, that's one little gnat you won't forget, varmint.
Mid-noon sunlight sparkled off the waters. Fleecy white clouds decorated the bright skies. Crobsy had predicted the weather accurately. Tag shipped his paddle. Reaching up, he grabbed an overhanging alder branch and pulled his coracle into the still shadows of a small cove. Beaching the little craft amid some concealing bushes, he waded ashore and stretched his limbs. It was a pleasant spot, with blackberries growing in profusion. Tag made a leisurely meal of some flat cakes with dried fruit baked into them, and a flagon of pear cordial from his vole supply sack, and a few pawfuls of the ripest berries he could find. In a patch of sunlight amid the alders, he spread his cloak and lay down upon it, humming an old tune that had always been with him, though he could not remember from where. The otter fell into a doze, trying to recall the words, his eyelids slowly closing. Dim, kindly faces hovering about him, soft, clean linen touching his cheeks, the scent of spring flowers. He was in the magic place, the room of old red stone, where peace and happiness lived. Two female otter voices were singing to him from far, far away. A young one and an older one, singing sweetly, gently, calm and serenity, safety and peaceful joy.
Where glides the butterfly o'er some still pond? There is my little love, dear one so fond. Hush now, you humming bee, soft shadows creep.